it was an amazing time. Mm. And then we had the backlash from the mainstream doctors groupings, and you know,
What form did that take?
Oh, and the way, look at these Maoris, they're doing it cheap, and you know, they're getting this money, and they don't know what they're doing, and they, you know, they're everything you can think of. We had those challenges, so you really had to put blinkers on, you had to put earphones in, and just keep going.
Do you think that those sorts of comments ever had any traction with the purchaser, you know, with the regional health authority? What sort of relationship was ongoing with them? I think it might have changed. It might have been the health funding authority by then, mightn't it?
Well, Green Tapania Palmer was a nurse, and I got to meet her, and of course my best friend, who I told you died, and was her mentor, and that's how I met Gwen Tapania Palmer. So after a while they began to realise that, you know, that I did know what I was talking about, and there was an amount of trust there from the from those that were funding, because of the production of the evidence. There was no question about the evidence. I was able to do the job because I'd been doing it. And this other stuff, I just realised that I just had to just get it together. And once I got my own board began to be able to support and to be able to take on those things around me that could, governance, everything not only looked right, it was working.
It was working okay too.